Better Hip Hop Mixtape Review, Mick Jenkins, The Waters. Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out and subscribe to Dead End Sports. Make sure you follow Dead End Sports. Make sure you follow everybody on Dead End Sports, which is myself, FIFO247, KBNs, BZ430, and the host 12 Kyle. Also, make sure you subscribe to Dead End Hip Hop and get your friends to subscribe to any hip hop head you know, or just anybody that wants music. Make sure that they subscribe to Dead End Hip Hop and check out DeadEndHipHop.com. Mick Jenkins, born in Bama, raised on the south side of Chicago. I feel like his sound is very dark and deep on this project, but he just has an uncanny way of finding that bounce with it. You know what I'm saying? And that y'all already know me. I like shit that bumps in the whip, and this definitely bumps in the whip. The way that he starts this mixtape with Shipwreck, it was the best way to set the tone for the rest of the project, because it comes in melodic, like a lot of the project is, and he's spitting, he's doing his thing, he's giving you crazy lines after crazy lines. And then when the beat breaks down and it switches and he comes in and he's so aggressive with it, it's like, whoa, I was not expecting that. Because like the way he started that first track, I'm like, all right, cool, I wonder if this is how it's gonna be. And when he switched it up, I'm like, holy crap. And that's the other thing too that I really took away from Mick Jenkins, is how he has command of his flow and his voice. He sounds like, slightly like Tyler the Creator in terms of his out, like his tone, like the aggress, like I get a lot of not a lot of Tyler, but I could hear like the way he sounds somewhat like Tyler to me. That's what I pick up. But the thing that amazes me about his voice and everything he's able to do is how he controls it and how he emphasizes certain words and his melodies. That's another thing that's really big for Mick. You know what I'm saying? So I found it really interesting. And this is probably one of the first projects all year that I wouldn't have changed anything. I wouldn't have took off a track. I don't think that none of the hooks were wet. I wouldn't have changed none of the features. I really think that the features added too with the girl, the first one.
The healer.
Yeah, the healer. Jean Doe. She was dope. And then the Gypsy.
No Name Gypsy.
Yeah, No Name Gypsy. She was dope too. But I'm gonna tell you like this, my favorite track on this, favorite, hands down.
What is it, people?
504, hands down my favorite joint on there. Overall, this tape, and I have to give a shout out to the fans, because y'all bugged the hell out of us to get to this. And sometimes y'all be off, but most times y'all are on point, especially when we get the amount of requests. And this was definitely on point. Mick Jenkins is that dude.
I hear Shipwreck, and I'm like, okay, let's change up, you know, in the first song. I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. All right, maybe they might be on to something. THC, kind of, okay, right, we good. The Waters, all right, okay, I kind of see where you're going. The Waters, you know, Shipwreck, all right, cool. You're going to keep every, look at the track titles. I'm like, all right, I see what you're doing, Mick. I see you. And you get the comfortable and vibe, and then it just kind of just stay right there for me. And then, didn't go much further from there. But there were songs that I like after Comfortable. I did like Jazz. I did like A Part in Black Sheep, when he talked about, when he kind of, you know, said that there are families he would look at that he, you know, wish was his. I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. I think the production was kind of, like you said, mellow and kind of just very, I don't know, just kind of stay like right here, and
he it didn't kind of
peak. No, there was no bounce. There was
the
no
waters
bounce.
Had bounce.
That was I didn't get no bounce, Ralph. I didn't get no bounce.
Man, when your shoulders can bounce, man,
nah,
the track got bounced.
I didn't bounce. I didn't no bouncing here. I did like Jerome. When I'm listening to this, I would have liked to have heard more of stuff like Jerome, because I kind of like Joey, just that aggressiveness that they had on it. Even Mick Jenkins. So for me, there was something a little bit different than what he was kind of doing with the rest of the tape. The sound, the beat on this one was a little bit different than the rest of the tape. So it was kind of, you know, it just gave me something a little bit different, a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more up-tempo compared to kind of the rest of it.
You think the fans overhyped it too much for you or something?
I think that initially played a part, because when I first put it on and I was listening to it, like I said, the first four tracks, four tracks, I was like, it's okay. But then it kind of peaked early for me. Mm-hmm. And then it didn't really go anywhere else from that. It just kind of leveled off, and, you know, it was just it was just okay. I mean, I didn't get much more from that. Yeah, there was some lines here or there that I thought were good. I do like what he's doing. Again, I throw him in the pot with Chance, with Vic Mensa. He runs with that camp and that circle. So again, I like what they're doing and their approach to hip hop out of Chicago compared to what, you know, the Chief Keefs, whoever else is from there that has more of that drill. Lil Herb, Lil Baby, and all those guys. So I think I like that they're being something a little bit more creative to that sound into the hip hop out of Chicago. I love the way, like I said, Shipwreck and the way he was telling that story. Like I could actually, I felt like I was there with them. You know what I'm saying? So that was really, really good. So like the visions that the pictures that he painted, I was like, you know, it was good for me. But I like the fact that he's different. He's bringing something different to Chicago. He's telling the story differently. It's a little bit more creative. It's just the project as an overall didn't quite really, really just.
But what is it really like? What is he bringing that's really that much different than like the artists that you name? You know what I'm saying? Like I don't.
No, I'm saying that he's with the Chances. He's with the Vic Mensas. He's in that camp. So those guys, these guys over here that has this type of sound, you know, is different than the guys over here, you know, that's bringing more of that street sound of Chicago. So it gives a balance to Chicago as far as the stories that they're telling out of Chicago that they're witnessing on a day-to-day basis. So you get the creative side, then you get the street side, and, you know, you get a chance to pick which one you want to listen to. So I commend him for doing that. Yeah.
Listen to this project. This is actually a good mixtape. I actually enjoyed it. I like the fact that he was able to kind of equate his music to like water pretty much throughout the whole project. Like, what's that line he said on Healer?
I can't even afford to get my girl in this open mic, but somewhere people are going crazy for riff raps.
And then he kind of like, but like throughout his mixtape, he kind of always equated. You said what? Hater? But like, yeah, I think the thing I like about it is that he always equated his music to water and like, I guess the saying that his music is like how water is good for you, like his music is good for you, and don't like really listen to that other stuff. I love his flow. I'm kind of like Ken. Like I think by the fans overwhelming us with this so much, my expectations were so low because I'm like, I'm probably gonna hate this. But when I listened to it, I was like, okay, this is actually pretty good. I thought he kind of, I think I told this to Ken a couple of days ago. He kind of reminds me of a like a Isaiah Rashad. Kind of mixed with a little bit of Kid Cudi in there with the singing, with some of the singing and hooks that he does and everything, which is fine. I'm a fan of both of these guys' music, so I thought that was an interesting blend, I think, from him. I love Jazz. I love the second verse of Jazz, that second verse in particular. Healer, I like the Waters. The first track, of course, Vibe. Even though it was like really laid back and cool, mm-hmm. And like that's one thing I like too. I'm surprised you didn't mention this, Ken. Like a lot of some of the Jazz influence on the production, like Vibe and of course Jazz. I thought Drink More Water. Yeah, yep. And Canada Dry. I like Who Else. Dehydration. I love Dehydration. 514 was cool. I mean, it's not my favorite track.
Nobody care about that track but you.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's all right. It's cool. I mean, I thought this was a really solid project. I mean, I thought. You know, Mick Jenkins, I mean, I ain't gonna really say he's bringing anything different. He's just a dude that's really talented, that can rap, that can craft good songs. I love his raspy and his kind of like unfiltered delivery, you know what I'm saying, he has approach with the microphone, so I like that about him. I think it was a little bit overhyped and overrated on social media, but this was still a really good project, so check it out.
When I first heard this, I was like, who the hell is this guy? Never heard of him before, ever. Mm-hmm. And like you guys, when someone overhypes stuff like that and just keeps sending it, mm-hmm. and then every other person on Twitter, are you going to review this? Every other person on Facebook, are you going to review this? Just like, man, just chill out.
Yeah.
So I didn't really care that much to jump and listen to this, but I will say this. I'm very glad I did. I think this album, whatever, mixtape, is awesome. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. I mean... He's definitely doing that thing that's really popular right now with the kind of airy production, the light drums, and the you know, the more atmospheric sound. But the way he sounds, I'm not getting any of the references you guys are getting. When I hear him, I immediately thought of Kendrick. And he sounds like a mixture of like Kendrick on some songs, and on some songs he spits like Schoolboy when he gets really aggressive. His choppy flow, I think, fits really well with this type of production. Shipwreck was great, THC was great. It was a good start. And to me, it just got better and better. Vibe, that dark beat, the way he was spitting. I liked Jazz. Not so much because he was talking about these jazz artists, but I just liked the way he stacks his hooks, like talking all that jazz. I think he has a real, like Kendrick, he has a really unique way of making really slick verses and a great catchy hook. And that's not something that everybody can do, but I think he is really good at that. Dehydrated, I really liked. Martyrs, I really liked. That's the one I think that had the line about niggas hanging, but he's relating that to literal hanging, like you just hanging out with your friends, you're not really doing anything productive, you're actually being counterproductive, all that. But my favorite song on this whole thing was Comfortable. Like the way the beat was, the way he was rhyming, and the hook was just like, the hook just stuck in my head. The hook was just fucking awesome. Like I haven't heard something that's this catchy, that's this interesting in a long. Come take a hit of these roads. Come take a sip of the water. I loved it. I thought the hook fit in really well with the production. Like, that was one thing I noticed about this, is he has a really good way of putting himself with the beat. He sounds great over all of these songs. It doesn't sound like he's just rhyming over beats. It sounds like he's actually, like, I would have thought, like, if I didn't know better, I would have thought that he produced all of this, because it sounds so good, because he fits in these pockets so perfectly. I like the idea that he had with water, and I don't think, not to say you're wrong, B, but I don't know that he was relating water necessarily to his music. I think he was trying to relate water to, like, an overall idea of good, of truth, and understanding and all that. That was the only problem I kind of sort of had with this, was it seemed like he kind of drove that into the ground a little bit too much.
Pushed it right to that edge.
Yeah, because it was like, it was almost getting, yeah, exactly. It was on the edge of being like, all right, dude, seriously, I get it. Water, sweet. Water, everyone needs water. Everyone needs wisdom. I get it, but stop a little bit.
And I agree with you, but like the second half of it is like, he came off of that. You know what I'm saying?
Dehydration, drink more water. Bruh, it was every song. Yeah. But, you know, but I like the ideas that he has. You know, the water more important than the gold, people say. So I think that, like I said, I think he's just really good with that hook chorus thing. He's really, really good at that. And he's good. I like he has these almost tricky lines. Like, did you catch the M line where he says, spitting something like these cold white rappers, niggas will need some proof.
Yeah, you always need proof.
Yeah, and it's just like, and you don't catch that immediately, but once you think about it, it's like, oh wow, that's actually pretty fresh. I think he had a lot of lines like that. The only thing is, like I said, when he's driving this whole water, you need water, 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 it's just like, all right, cool, man, like, sweet. But there's not a song in here that I can say I didn't like. Every song in here I dug a lot. So yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about this. I think this was one of the recommendations that fans sent us that I actually agreed with them. This is probably my favorite project. Out of all those dudes that come out of Chicago doing this kind of weirder hip hop, I mean, I'll say it, I like this more than Chance. This is nothing against Chance or any of them, but I like this more than Chance, and I like Chance. I like this more than Vic Mensa. I like this more than any of those dudes doing the weirder hip hop from Chicago. I think, when you guys say he's not really bringing anything different, I think he is. I think he is. I think this is a really interesting concept for a mixtape. I think it was really well thought out. It was really well put together. I think he really, when he heard these beats, he sat down and said, this is what I want to do with this, and this is how I'm going to execute it. I don't think he just walked to a studio and said, all right, give me a beat. I'm finna spit. Nah, man, he really thought about how can I compose a really solid project. And I think it came out more than solid. I think this is a great project. I really, really, really enjoyed this.
Mick Jenkins, the waters, bumps in the whip. There's just a certain amount of angst, easiness, gruffiness to his voice that I just love. It like that gets me. The production got me. The lines get me. I think he did drive the point to the edge. It wasn't detrimental for me. I still love the project. Make sure you definitely go and support Mick Jenkins. This is great hip hop. Y'all always want to know where hip hop is going. This right here, Mick Jenkins, man.
I'm not as high on this one as the rest of the guys. I think it's okay. Like I said, I do appreciate what Vic Mensa Mick Jenkins and Chance, I do appreciate what they're doing and how they're telling the stories out of Chicago and their approach, because it is something different. And for that, I can respect and appreciate that. But, you know, I mean, I wasn't high on Chance either, you know what I'm saying? So, and this one, I'm not too high on this one either, so.
You don't like Chicago, huh?
Drink more water.
Don't go to Chicago, Cam.
He said, drink more water.
Fuck your ass up.
Yep. Right. Don't go to Chicago,
Cam. He's a gas carnival.
Love the fact that he can rap his ass off. He can craft songs really good. That's one thing too. I think I forgot to mention last time that he does a great job of doing. I love it. I love his delivery. I love his approach. Like I said, I just think it was a little overhyped. I think it's just not as great as people was making it to be. But I still really enjoyed this project. Thank you, fans. Y'all got this one right this time. Cause I know y'all normally bug me about stuff and I hate it, but I actually really enjoyed this project. So. Chopped and McJenkins.
This dude has an interesting singing voice, meaning it's not like he's not like Luther Vandross or no shit like that, but he's also not like, yeah, you know,
or Jeffrey.
Ooh, yeah. He ain't busting them notes or nothing like that, but I think his voice is very interesting and it fits well with what he's doing.
And with the production.
And with the production. I think his verses, he can really rap. And he has an interesting flow. He actually has more than one interesting flow, which I think is something that people should note. When you listen to this, he's not just rhyming one way the whole time. He has his more laid back flow. He has his almost I'm getting a little angry flow. Then he has that yah 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 schoolboy type of flow. So I think that's something to pay attention to. But I really enjoyed this project. I think this is, again, one of the best things to come out of Chicago in a long time. No shot, unlike B, no shot to Vic or Chance. I like both of those guys, but I think this dude is doing something that's really creative. And the overhyping didn't really bother me, because I typically, just so y'all know, I don't listen to you guys anyway. You can send me stuff all day long. I'm not really sweating y'all like that. I'll listen to shit when I get around to it. I got around to it, and I like it. Get comfortable.
Oh, he did that.
That was the one problem you had, man.
Did you get the level?
Man, you gotta hit the hands. Get comfortable. See,
what's that? That's my headphone. You on the
headphone? Yeah, that's where I carry tape.
Okay.